Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, the World Cup. World Cup 2026. Up and running. We're only put to 12, 13 days so far. Anyway, the big guns are continuing to score. Messi and Mbappe scoring. We are still waiting for Ronaldo to put one in the back of the net. Tonight, the big game is going to be England versus Ghana as well. And we're trying to dip in to our pundits here on The Breakfast Show. We've got our three guys exclusively on The Breakfast Show on Gift Grub. Eamon Dunphy.
Good morning, Ian.
Mick McCarthy.
All right, Ian.
And Brian Kerr.
How are you doing, Ian? Yeah, great to be here again. Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, no, it's good to have you. I'm kind of privileged, I think. These guys know what they're talking about. Eamon, last week you had a go at the pundits. What's your issue this week?
Yes, the punditry is a shambles, Ian. Okay. But the commentators are even worse.
What?
Kenny Cunningham is operating as a pundit and a commentator. Right. He's double jobbing.
Okay.
So I'm listening to Kenny Cunningham supposedly commentating on a game in Dallas. Yeah. And 2 hours later, he's on a couch in RTE. Now, how does that happen? Right? Now, I know Phil Collins did a job at Live Aid in 1980.
Aid,
yeah. No, he did. London and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But Kenny Cunningham is no Phil Collins. So unless RTE are using Concord, which I wouldn't put it past them, are we expected to believe that Kenny Cunningham is teleporting himself across the Atlantic like William Shatner in Star Trek over from America? He couldn't even get over the halfway line as a player.
Well, maybe there are two Kenny Cunninghams.
One Kenny Cunningham is more than enough. And to quote the great Oscar Wilde, another great Irishman like myself, two Kenny Cunninghams would be careless. And he's commentating with another guy. Do you know who it is?
I haven't a clue, Eamon.
I'll tell you who it is.
Okay.
His name is Hugh Cahill.
Hugh.
And he's a rugby.
Yeah.
He's a rugby commentator and he's a spoofer.
Right.
I have it here.
Have
they don't even talk about the game. You won't believe this.
Yeah,
listen to this. Here's Kenny and Hugh, our favourite commentators, the other night. Roll it there.
Yeah, conditions here in Dallas, very hot, Kenny.
Look at this.
Yeah, exceptionally harsh conditions here, Hugh. Particular attribute at Dallas.
Very hot.
A day for the ice pops, for certain.
Yeah, I'd murder an ice pop.
What'd be your ice pop of choice yourself, the particular attribute there, Hugh?
I like the Calippo, actually, yeah. Like the
Salerno would be mine, yeah. Like the Salerno. Nice bit
Solero.
Of grip off the surface of the Solero. There was a quality associated with that, a kind of an orange out, but kind of frosty on the outside. You kind of lock your tongue onto it. Do you remember the way your tongue would get stuck onto it? That was the particular quality, particular attribute of the Solero.
Oh, it's a goal! It's
remember
a goal!
The fat frog as well, yeah. The greenness of that was the particular attribute of the greenness of the fat frog. And
what a goal by Kate Verney!
What was the name of the song again?
Goal.
My name is Fat Frog and I live in a swamp.
Wow!
Everywhere to go. What?
It was a goal! Kenny, it was a goal! Look, it's a goal!
Disgraceful.
This is disgraceful. These two guys are a disgrace. Fat frogs. These two guys.
Yeah. I know.
These two guys. I mean,
absolutely, yeah. Okay, so listen.
A rugby guy doing soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah, what next? Don Lenihan doing the Congo and Iran. You know? And why stop at rugby? Just roll out the RTE panel. Let's get Dermot Bannon doing England and Ghana tonight.
Okay, listen, Mick McCarthy, you've been impressed with Egypt. Why so?
Well, you know what you're getting with the Egyptians, Ian. You've got your pyramids of Gizas. You got your sphinxes. You got your River Niles. You got your Tutankhamuns.
Right, yeah.
You got your mummies. You got your falafels. You tell me Cooperats. Your fezzes. I think Egypt are a threat.
Okay. And England are playing Ghana later on tonight. And I think we can actually I think we can go over to the Dog and Duck in Essex. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is standing by. Morning, Boris.
Whoa. Hello.
Optimistic for England?
Well, of course we shall summon the spirit of 1966 heroes of days gone by. Sir Geoff Hurst, Nobby Stiles, lacking in the dentures department. Sir Kenneth Wolstenholme, they think it's all over. It is now. Pickles the dog. Huzzah!
Nigel Farage is there as well. Morning, Nigel.
Hello. This is England, the Knights of the Round Table, 1945. Bring on the Germans. Carry on up to Khyber. Slap and tickle. How's your father? I never thought it would happen with me and the girl from Clapham. Pint of Bishop's Finger, please, Gov.
Thank you very much, lads. Absolutely brilliant. Fantastic. Brian Kerr is still with us there. Brian, I just want to get your thoughts on this.
Drive you mad, wouldn't it?
How do we feel about England? Actually, how should we feel about England?
Yeah, supporting England, Ian, is, you know, it's all about timing, you know. I find you have to time it carefully as an Irish person, you know.
Yeah.
And I always think that supporting England is like making a souffle, Ian, you know.
Right, okay.
You don't want it to be a total disaster, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want the souffle, you know, to be a complete mess. You want the souffle to rise initially, you know. You want the souffle to come up, get nicely puffed up, you know.
To look kind of impressive.
Yeah, nicely, you know, proud of itself and crispy and kind of bubbling away. And here comes the souffle now,
here we go.
But then, you know, you don't want the souffle to go all the way, you know.
Yeah.
So I call this a semi-final souffle. You want the souffle to sort of, around the semi-final stage, have a meltdown.
Right.
You know, and just go.
Collapse.
Pop. That's what you want, you know. That's when England are like a semi-final souffle. You want, that's very sort of, you want ultimate satisfaction for the Irish people with that sort of souffle.
Thank you.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.